Continuing our look at marketing strategies, our next presentation is from Random Buzzers, the online community from Random House that at 5 years old is one of the grandmas, granddads of teen communities. Linda Leonard, Associate Director of New Media Marketing, and Sonia Nash Gupta, Senior Producer and Social Media Manager, will be talking. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. So we are here today to round out the programming this afternoon with the YA category, the Fickle Teen. And we're going to begin our presentation talking about Random Buzzers with a quote that really resonated with us at a recent keynote address by Paul Adams from Facebook. He states, "No marketing or advertising is ever more interesting than your friends." And we couldn't agree more at Random House. This is kind of a maxim that we live by whenever we're looking at social media marketing, and in particularly when we're looking at Random Buzzers, which is our what we're going to talk to you about today. Random Buzzers was launched in 2008, and it's our dedicated teen book community. It's built with the idea of creating a dedicated space for teens and 20-somethings, those new adults we're all talking about, to discuss the books that they love. And more importantly, it's also a place for them to have direct engagement and direct conversations with our many, many authors. Some of the key kind of community goals that we keep in mind whenever we're managing Random Buzzers, we keep a few things in mind. We really feel like this is a place for book lovers, for book enthusiasts, and this is a place where they can talk about the books they love with their friends. They also kind of take pride and joy in discovering a book before anyone else does. And you'll hear from Sonia a little bit about ways that we kind of empower those our members to kind of drive word of mouth and drive conversation around our books, and they really are excited by that. The cornerstone of our community is curated book recommendations and ratings. We encourage members to share those recommendations across our site on Random Buzzers, but then also encourage them to share it with their social network of friends as well, which is really the most powerful aspect of the site. Third, we really feel like the site facilitates author and reader relationships. As we know, the author tour still exists, but you know you can't afford to send an author out on the road 24/7, of course. And our authors are real dynamos and really great at connecting with kids online. So we tap into those strengths that we have. And Random Buzzers is kind of a tool for our authors to connect with readers. To that end, we host over 52 author visits per year, sometimes more than once a week, that boils down to, so we have a lot to manage. But it's a great opportunity for authors, both bestsellers and authors that have a huge track of fans, and also debut authors to kind of help them build a new fan base and really connect with readers and gain a loyal following. Most importantly, Random Buzzers is an environment that encourages conversation and drives word of mouth about our books, and ultimately we feel that that word of mouth drives sales in the end. So who is Random Buzzers? Who is our target audience? We're made up of over 70,000 members, and our average age is 21. We have a huge age range, actually, interestingly enough. Just hearing all the Bowker statistics, I think you can see kind of the 20-somethings really, borne out in our statistics here. We span from 16 to 35 years old, and I think a testament to that wide age range is really that we have certain genres in our publishing portfolio that appeal mostly to 20-somethings, such as science fiction, fantasy. A lot of our dystopian reads really appeal to the older demographic as well. But the most active users on our site are kind of upper high school age kids. So the typical profile of our buzzer: they're funny, they're witty, and a lot of times they often refer to Random Buzzers as their cerebral social network. We like to think of Random Buzzers as a place of focus for them. It's a place for them to get away from the litany of their Twitter and their Facebook feeds and really focus on books and be the book nerds that they want to be in a safe space. They have a lot of engagement on the site. We average over 25 minutes engagement on our site, which is not a small feat, considering that, that's an average length of a sitcom on TV, so we're really proud of that. Socializing the reading experience. Obviously, Random Buzzers is a dedicated site, but we know it's not by no means a closed environment. We really encourage our members to kind of share offline. So we have a few content areas that appeal to this. We have a member bookshelf where readers can add books to their shelf, both listing books that they've read or they want to read, and then they can also rate those books, similar to the Goodreads functionality. Our main social currency is what we call BuzzBucks, and this is our kind of our points that we award to members for completing activities on the site. It can be anything from writing a review about a book, posting on their Facebook wall about a book, or watching a trailer and commenting on that, etc. So this is a great way for us to reward our members. In exchange for those points, we give them really high-profile exclusive prizes that they can only get from us. So that can include early access to authors before the rest of the community can get, a signed book, early advanced reading copies, and also we sometimes do critiques from in-house editors on their writing, which is a real value add that they can't get anywhere else. So now I'm going to turn it over to Sonia to talk a little bit more about our programming on the site and how we manage it.
So these conversations and relationships that Linda mentioned span really across the web. And so this is, you know, a snapshot of the Random Buzzers ecosystem, if you will. You'll see that we are on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Tumblr. And, you know, Facebook and Twitter have more traction since purely that's where our members are. You know, we really feel like our community and the Random Buzzers nomenclature is really owned by our members. And so we sort of let them kind of guide us through where we should be and what content we serve. So Pinterest and Tumblr are just new to the fold. They're just under a year old. And Scribd, if you're not aware, is a reading platform. So it's where we actually serve up a lot of our excerpts and samplers. These are oftentimes different material than what we serve on our book catalog page as a company. So what we feel is that, you know, this is a great way for them to start reading, start sharing. And what's great about the site is that it gives us great analytics, so we can sort of see that traction and kind of track their user discovery to a book, you know, when they're outside of our community. These various points of discussion allow our members to partake in the conversation without any interruption, and that's really true for us. You know, I really feel like, you know, at the end of the day, we've been hearing about storytelling, we've been hearing about, you know, go where they are, you know, and this, you know, by having different pinpoints in each area, it allows us to keep that conversation going. And again, it's not a numbers game. We really just want to be there as a point of discovery. So, you know, the cornerstone, as we've repeated a couple of times in this presentation so far, is that really that interaction with the author and that dialogue that they ensue, that they spark. You know, the first way that we do this, we do it in a number of ways, is via the weekly appearances that Linda mentioned. They can either be branded, just like we have here with Marcus Suzak for our lovely bestseller, or they can just be embedded into our forums. These appearances span a week. It's about 7 days. They're archived, so we oftentimes see members going back like a year later or a couple months later to kind of add to the conversation. It helps with SEO and keeps Random Buzzers high in terms of search. But more importantly, it gives authors a time to discuss their books at length and, you know, over a period of time. And another way that we're sort of experimenting with our chats, both on Twitter and Facebook, sometimes they, you know, they're in real time over 45 minutes, sometimes they're video. You know, new to the mix is also vlogs, which is a series of video blog posts where an author can sort of moderate the content themselves. Usually those weekly appearances are moderated by our nomenclature of head buzzer or buzz girl and buzz guy. We've created these personas. They're actually me and Linda. But like, you know, a little lovely boy who loves history and science and grows up in the Midwest, or, you know, buzz girl who's just, you know, trying to keep it normal and living in the city life. But, you know, these personas really help add and sort of curate the conversation. But we really love to see authors take that control and take that baton. So, that, you know, this gives them a chance to elaborate on a topic. You know, it's a nice addendum or a compliment to the appearance, and it can happen either before or after. And what's great is that Danny Marks, who's featured here, his book came out last fall. It was a very big sleeper hit for us in the sense that we didn't have much of a budget allocated to the title, but the buzzers just took ownership of it, and that pride that Linda mentioned cannot be understated. You know, like, they really could tell that the conversation was kind of following outside of the buzzers' realm, and they just came back and were just all the more excited to buzz and talk about it. And lastly, the other way we do it is we sort of curate, you know, all this information for the newbie, for the person who doesn't really understand the community as yet. They've just started, they've heard really good things about it, but we also curate and just make it very clear, you know, who's the author appearing this week. So in our case right now, it's Elizabeth Lebon, author of The Tragedy Paper. She's highlighted and featured. You can see who's coming up next, who's been there before, and we also integrate the conversations that are happening on our social platforms, and you can see at the bottom left-hand corner, we integrate tweets that at the authors are talking and mentioning us as well. So many touch points to kind of get involved, which ensues that means that moderation and managing is actually not an easy task at all. It's actually a full-time commitment. We take a long-term approach at Random House, and we work with an agency called Affinitive, and they've really sort of been our hand and helping us, you know, along the 5 years that we've been with this platform. And they help us focus on the weekly, monthly, and quarterly moderation. So this is just like sort of an overview of what is, you know, part of the management process. We really kind of take a approach of like where we start small to go big, and we start slow to go fast. And, you know, take a moment to kind of think about that, but it actually is probably what you guys do, you know, having smaller bandwidth. But we really feel like that approach really helps us. And I like to call it focusing on the three A's, amazement, amusement, and anxiety. Think about the some of the best friendships that you have and some of the best relationships, either with a significant other or a sibling. And these three things will definitely come to mind. The wow factor of just like being so excited over someone's good news. Humor is always a good, you know, bedfellow in any sort of relationship. And anxiety, you know, will that character actually really truly get with Edward? I do not know. Must wait. And like the anxiety that builds when you're waiting for a big best-selling author to produce a next book, which takes forever. So we do this via exclusive video messages, we do it through themed chats, through contests, and, you know, all the while we talk about not just our books, but everyone's books. You know, if we want to be relevant and reputable in this space, we have to talk about everything. We understand, begrudgingly, that we will not always own the bestseller list, and we are more than happy to talk about our lovely compatriot titles. One of the image that's like in the middle is actually a dystopian theme chat that happened during Hunger Games, and, you know, kind of talking about, is there dystopian fatigue? What's next in the genre? What's to come? Do they consider themselves dystopian authors even though they've been branded this way? So, you know, it's a very, again, the cerebral conversation that keeps coming back. So unique attributes, what sort of sets us apart from the Goodreads? We adopt a give-to-get philosophy. The more that we give them, the more they will receive, and it goes, you know, two ways. We really truly feel that this is a partnership, and as we said, we feel like our members really own this this community. As I mentioned, the willingness to talk about products we don't sell. We really want to make sure that the conversation is just happening in our backyard. Exclusive reads, author interaction, these two points cannot go understated. That's actually really kind of the backbone of our community. We sort of espouse and believe in the law of small numbers. We understand that even though we are 70,000 members strong, there's really that core audience, a very small percentage, that we could be using to our advantage, and they can be getting more from us, and we really want to serve them. So we've actually empowered some of our most active users to be brand ambassadors, and we call them lovingly the Ambuzzitors. And they are 60 members who are chosen seasonally through an application process. And they basically take ownership over three titles each span. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a blockbuster. It's sometimes a debut author. And, you know, after a year, we're proud to say that some of these titles have actually gone on to be New York Times bestsellers. And, you know, they really are just, I mean, that's like a great, think back to your, like, book nerd self in high school. Like, to be able to kind of pat yourself on the back, it's pretty cool. And we, in return, we give them the chance to list it as part of their college application, and we'll vouch for them, and they can take it and put it forth as part of their application process. And, you know, all the while, again, encouraging critical thinking and discussion. And, you know, at the end of the day, this is about storytelling. And in order to sort of promote and espouse, like, what our characters and our authors and titles have to say, you know, it's all about the good discussion. So with that, we'd love for you to follow us on Twitter and become a member and tell us what you think and, you know, earn some buzz bucks. And for all you know, you might get a good gift card in the mail. Any questions for us? Yes?
Ambuzzitors, some other new startup.
Oh, no. They're actually from our community. It's just that, oh. Oh, we did. We attended a conference. Yeah. And
We attended a word-of-mouth conference, and it was a program that actually I think it was maybe Oreos or was one of the consumer product companies that they had really been embracing brand ambassador programs as a way to really beef up their social media marketing. And we just felt like for Random Buzzers it was the perfect fit for us, and we're excited to see the results after a year out. It's working well for us so far.
A lot of food companies that, you know, directly market to parents and to children, like the same kind of of duel that we have end up doing something like this. P&G does quite a bit of it, and so, you know, we just chose to replicate it in a different way.
Yeah, they do a lot with mom mm-hmm. groups mostly. But I think there was another question in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, do you want to go?
Sure. I mean, interesting that you say that. We've been hearing a lot about, like, the focus on girls and how girls have so much more media presence and power. That's not the case in our community. We're actually happy to report that we sort of stagger between the 60-40 skewing female to, like, almost closer to a 50-50 split, and that's been true since, you know, our inception. So, you know, we're really proud to say that with these 5 years that we've sort of kept an even keel. And we should say that also that our members come from not just the top five cities that you mm-hmm. hear about in book publishing world,
right.
You know, Chicago, San Fran. We actually see a lot from the South, from Florida, from Alabama, from South Dakota.
So all over the country. Middle America really is represented.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.